T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Founding fathers really just interested in finding out every 10 years how many people live in the United States. They didn't care if you were a citizen or a non-citizen. But this president thinks that it's an important question. Now, in the past, they have had this question, but not since 1950.
Right, and even then it was almost an addendum to the census as opposed to this plan, which would make it one of the central questions.
Right, and again, the question is why? Because the founding fathers were clear. So accuracy should count. If you're interested in a strict interpretation of the Constitution, accuracy is what we're really after. And if this question will suppress the number of people coming forward, it doesn't fall within the framework of what the framers of the Constitution want.
Given that 3 federal courts have blocked the Commerce Department from adding the question, where does this take us as you look at the court the way it is now set up?
Remember, Justice Kavanaugh had written in a Law Review article that people were very interested in long before he was even on the Federal Appeals Court, in which he said that the sitting president, you know, should not be indicted because he's got too much work to do. We don't interfere with his job. The justices who believe in the separation of powers and believe that this is a decision for the executive branch will probably defer to the president. The justices who are much more liberal and sensitive to immigration issues are going to say, well, we don't defer to the president if the question makes no sense and has no bearing on what its purpose is, right? Its purpose is to find out how many people are here so we can create congressional districts and so we can allocate federal funds based on the number of people that are there. And that's why we want accuracy.
People in Texas are very aware that the outcome of the 2020 census could have a direct effect on how many new seats in Congress the state gets, but also how much money in federal funding we can get based on the numbers that are in the census count.
Yes, that's the irony, right, in Texas, right? Because on the one hand, there may be people who feel like, you know, finding out who is a legal immigrant versus undocumented immigrant is really super important, and we should always ask questions about that. On the other hand, Texas would be one of the states that would really be prejudiced because of its very high number of Hispanics, which would affect, in this case, not just the electoral college seats, the congressional district, but also, as you point out, federal funding.
The administration has indicated that they need a decision by June so that they can begin the printing process on the questionnaires. Is the court likely to act that quickly?
I think so. I mean, I think that that's the reason they took it up, because they know there is an urgency with respect to when these actual census materials will be distributed. So I have no doubt that if they're hearing argument today, it'll be a decision that you'll see in June.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.